Rabbi Zrikan Shimon Barva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So Zrikan said the name of Yochanan, Rofei Chaver Shayamachil Lechole Amaretz. If you have a doctor who is a chaver and he is feeding an Amaretz who is sick, now this is obviously someone who is not going to die. If he was going to die, it'd be Bikuach Nevesh. He could eat whatever he wanted. He's not that. What then legitimates this? So the guys run my halacha, which is Josh, you're not. But we spent a week and a half on the parameters of Chole in other areas, short of Pikuach Nevesh. So you're giving to him, but it's not Pikuach Nevesh. Notein letoch yado, ve'eno notein letoch piv. You can put it in its hands, but you can't put it in his mouth, right? Like a baby, right? Airplane! They can't do that.
Is that not a sneeze?
Well, so very good. Why is this the case? So, presumably, the issue here is Lifnei Iver. Now, the problem here is as follows. So, we've done this several times, but standardly, according to Rashi and many of the Rishonim and Acharonim who follow Rashi, when is something Lifnei Iver to Oraita? So, the Gemara says that Lifnei Iver to Oraita is if it's the Bavli, at least, Bavli, the first paragraph of Zar, the Vav, only if it's Trey Avre Dinara, if the food is on two sides of the river. Rashi says the reason is because there's a difference between enabling and eating. If you enable someone, then it is Lifnei Iver D'Oraita. So if the food is on one side of the river, and the person who wants to sin is on the other side of the river, so then by you giving the food, you are enabling, because he couldn't have done it without you. And that's Lifnei Iver. If the sinner is on the same side as the river as the food, then it is only eating, and that is not Asur Midoraita Lifnei Iver. And according to Tosfot, it might be Asur Midorabanan, the rabbinic prohibition called Misayeya. Now, it's the Rambam never quotes such a thing. The Rishalmi never quotes such a distinction. So many Achronim are convinced the Rambam must hold of it because they've been so convinced by Rashi this is the only way to read the Sugya. However, as Rabbi Rabinovich notes in Yad Pshuta, as well as an article wrote in Tchumen years ago about Arvut, if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel on the Daf, it's very clear that Rabbeinu Hananel didn't buy Rashi and the Rambam followed Rabbeinu Hananel. Because Rabbeinu Hananel says, what is Trey Avre Dinara versus Chad Avre Dinara? It's not about where the sinner is in relation to the object of the sin. It's where the sinner is in relationship to the person helping him. And Rabbeinu Hananel says, if the sinner is on the same side, and therefore he can say to Josh, I'm going to hold a gun to your head until you give me the non-kosher food, that's not Lifnei Iver because you were coerced. But if the sinner is on the opposite side of the river is you and therefore can't coerce you, so you are helping him of your own volition, that's Lifnei Iver. It's not about aiding versus enabling. It's about whether you helped under coercion, which is not Lifnei Iver. Very good. So, but according to that, helping and enabling and aiding are both usher if you did it of your own volition. So now you'd have to figure out here, according to which Shita, is it less problematic to stuff it? So if the issue here is Lifnei Iver, why is it less problematic to put it in his hand?
According to Rashi, he still would be able to get it. No?
Good. So that's the problem. Is that according to Rashi, you would say, but even according to Rashi, you would say, well, both of them are only eating if he can reach it. Now, maybe you would say, so maybe you'll come up with, you could, if you wanted, I guess, come up with a case where he can't move his hands, right? And therefore, it's enabling versus enabling. The alternative is to say that neither case here is a Lifnei Iver problem. Right, and it's a different problem. Maybe ma'achilo bi yadayim is a different iser. To actually be involved in the ma'isa achila is different. Right, so the way some of the Mepharshim say is they assume that this is not Lifnei Iver because they follow Rashi, that neither case was really. It is Misayeya. And then the question is, how far were the rabbis willing to be Mekel on Misayeya? Were they willing to be makil in a case of assisting, right? Of aiding rather than enabling, even when you are like literally involved in the Maisa Avira? Or like Ad Kedei Kach, they're not willing, but neither one was Lifnei Iver, right? So that is possible. Or do you say, again, that stuffing it in their mouth is actually Lifnei Iver because maybe he couldn't have done it. Now the Rosh Shirilio, I think, solves this problem by assuming the issue here is not Lifnei Iver at all. Right? It wouldn't be. It's not Lifnei Iver. Right? Meaning if you follow Rashi, it's not Lifnei Iver. So then what is the Isser? Good. So Rashi Rilio says that's not what's going on. He says, there's a different Isser that a Gadol can't allow a Katan to violate an Isser. Normally he's talking about Gdolim Alektanim. And the Gemara clarifies that means that I can't be involved in the child's sin. Right? So therefore there's a difference, let's say on Shabbat, between letting my child, who's young and doesn't necessarily understand it, play with an electric toy and having him turn on a light for me. Right, exactly. There's a difference between that. So he says this isn't Lifnei Iver, presumably because he's influenced by Rashi. Both cases are only aiding. What's the problem here? This is just like there's the Hazar Gdol Malak on him. So the same thing. Kol Shekein LeGadol, Gadol, Gadol. Same thing as Shuaya Gadol, actually involved in the Avir. Now I assume that Rashi Relio here is influenced by Rashi and thinks that this is definitely not, right? It's not a Lifnei Iver problem. It's a Lazar Gdolim Alektanim problem, is that you're involved in the sin itself. However, the Mara Fulda does think that the issue here is Lifnei Iver. Now, the Pnei Moshe also doesn't actually quote Lifnei Iver at the beginning part of the sugya, though he does introduce it in the next lines. Where'd Josh go? Okay, but that's one solution to this. But again, the other solution, sort of Moshe Feinstein's solution to it, is it's where the guy can't pick up the food himself, and therefore he just maps Rashi directly onto the sugya. That the reason you can put it in his hands is because, right, if he can put it, that's a case in which he can use his hands, and therefore it's only Misayaya, and we raise the rabbinic one. Putting it in his mouth is when he can't pick up he can't eat by himself, and therefore it's leaving it either del right. So that is indeed how Ramosha solves it, is by completely mapping Rashi onto this sugya. The Minchat Chinuch, on the other hand, holds that rejects the distinction, and therefore there, right, both of these, right, there is no distinction between aiding and enabling. And in both cases you violate Lifnei Iver d'oraita. Then how is it mutter here? Remember, it's demai. And the Chinuch says you're right, on a Lifnei Iver issue there's no difference. The difference is that it's demai, so the whole thing is rabbinic, and then the rabbis apply the Isurim as they do. Whatever, it's, you're too directly involved in the sin, who knows? And that's what the Gemara then says, b'demai, this is by demai, but vada filo toch yado asur, right? Because this is only by demai, but by vada it would be asur. Now again, this works very well if it's not Lifnei Iver. If the issue at hand is it's definitely a Lifnei Iver problem, but it's the Ister, which is rabbinic, so then we can choose how we're makil. Avo Mishal Rof, and then the Gemara gives another one, as this is Mishal Chola. It's also when it belongs to the sick person, Avo Mishal Rofe Asur. But if it belongs to the doctor, and therefore he literally could not have gotten it without you, and again, according to Rashi, maybe because if he didn't own it, so you really are enabling. What? Or just, yeah, exactly. It's more intense or something like that. Um, Okay. What? Probably not. Probably not. So now the Gemara says, "Be Israel," and this is only by a Jew. By a non-Jew, you can even put it in his mouth, even tevel, because again, it's not usher for him to have tevel, right? So you're not violating anything, not lazar gedol makdalim, not lifneiver, not anything. Mishal chola, but that's only if it's his. Avo mishal rofe usher, but if it's yours, it's still usher. Not because of Lifneiver, but because it's usher to sell Tevel, right? So if you're being hired as a doctor and you take your own food and feed it to him, then the food you're giving him is part of the services you're providing, and therefore at some level you're being paid for the Tevel. So that's a problem. So you can feed him his own food, no problem. But im ha'aver menachai, and this is where we get to the implication that really is Livneiver and not just a localized divine thing, but if it's aver menachai, so then afil mishal chola asur shelo yavo lidei takala, then it's asur that he doesn't end up doing it in Isra, because the Gemara says quite explicitly in the Bavli that a non, that the Isra, right, because the classic cases of Livneiver and the Gemara are either feeding a nazir wine or feeding Eber Menachai to a non-Jew. So it's clear that Lifneiver applies to non-Jews, even though many of the Achronim especially assume that the nature of Lifneiver is going to be different between a Jew and a non-Jew, and your responsibility is higher towards a Jew. Now, in general, they assume, therefore, Misayeya doesn't apply by non-Jews. And therefore, okay. Fine, so now the Gemara continues. Gavoid stuck, we spent too much time on that. I mean, it's great lumdus, but that's why I spent like months on it when we did Avo Dezara. That was so much fun. Gavoid staka Beit Shammai Omrim, etc. So the Gavoid staka Beit Shammai, it said that they give Musar food to people who don't give Maisod, and stuff that is not Musar to Chaverim. This way, everyone has food, which is Musar. And the Chachamim say, no, we don't want, we collect and we give to not dissuade people from donating. The Kasher Beit Shammai begin to Kasher Yafsid. How could you do this? Well, you're basically saying there'll be less resources for the Chaverim. That's not fair. So note in Lokidei, not only that, he's going to lose out, and it's not just you have least resources, but for every, let's say, $100 I give to the poor person, the chaver is really getting 100 minus the maestro he needs to give. So that's not fair. He says, you're right. The Gemara answers, no, you trust him to give maestro, but you give him extra, right? Meaning you look at the net. You look at the net that he's going to get and you calculate it. So he ends up getting more, but ending up with the same. So matam de Beit Shammai. So what was the svara of Beit Shammai? Because afilu tigderenu achshav. Because even though you can, yochal lo lachar zman ein yochal legodro. He says, listen, this is your one chance. Right? You're not going to be able to keep him away from eating demai in general, but, you know, you can do it once. So why not let the guy have proper produce once in a while? Matam de Rabbanan. So why the Rabbanan not try to protect the guy from eating non-musar? Because he says, imedaktik achrav, if you're so medaktik, you're so meticulous, avumai bitstaka. So one day, Pnei Moshe, Rosh Yuli Marafolda is, listen, that is just such a pain in the neck. It's hard enough to be a tzedakah collector. You want to make him, okay, figure out who's a chaver, who's not a chaver, give him Moser, him not Moser. No one's going to want the job. You don't want to drive people out of the nonprofit sector. You know, don't do that to people. The Gra, not surprisingly, has a very different interpretation. So he says, no, Beit Shammai only disagrees, in, right, according to most of the Mefarshim, the Tanakhama holds that both Aniyim and guests can eat Demai, and therefore both a private person and a gabayit staka can feed demai dunam aretz. And Beit Shammai disagrees that that heter it doesn't apply for a private person giving staka or a gabayit staka. But the Gra says no. It's only, right, Beit Shammai agrees that a private person can give them demai. The Yerushalmi is only saying that you can give a poor person demai, but he can't eat it without giving truma and maestro. So he says, according to Beit Shammai, why do we allow a private donor to give demai to Haman Aretz who's going to eat it without maestro, but not a gabayit staka? And the Gemara answers that from a private person, you're allowed to give him demai because the guy's going to give demai, he's going to eat demai anyways. However, institutional staka is not like that. Why? So you could have said, though he doesn't say this, that in general, and this is really developed most famously by the Kedid Yitzchak, institutional sins are viewed as worse. I mean, there's a difference between letting something do something and the community putting its stamp of approval on it. That might be worse. He gives a much more practical one, is the person who is relying on the staka organization, either all or the majority of his food comes from it, and therefore if you only give him Musar food, he really is only going to eat Musar food. Right? And therefore there's a value, right? Because he's only going to be eating what you give him, so you're actually preventing him from sin in all circumstances because he doesn't have the money to buy other food. Okay, now we broaden the discussion to other collection and donations of food. Gabayit staka be yom tov. Lo yu machrizin. If you are collecting staka on yom tov, you shouldn't make a public appeal. And there's a big machloket, so why do people make appeals? Kiderach shemachrizin b'chol. Because even though you're allowed to do things for mitzvot, right? We know this, right? In general, you're allowed to do business things for mitzvot. Right? You're not business deals, you're allowed to talk about business deals for mitzvot. You're allowed to talk about raising staka. Right, as you know from Zmirot, Ulashadeh Chabanot, right? You can talk about Shiduchim and stuff like that. You're supposed to do it, as the Magen Avraham clarifies, in a way that is less in your face to keep the spirit of Shabbat. So, which leads to a question. So, why is it that we have these appeals, you know, these auctions for Aliyot? Not everyone is thrilled with it for that reason. You do it privately. Right, you collect privately and you give it to them privately. And you give each neighborhood individually, right? Meaning you collect from the neighborhood and give within it rather than these, you know, big citywide things. Gabay Kupa Bishviet, the people who are in charge of Tztaka during Shemitah, lo yumedaktin mechatzerot she'ochle shviet. They should not be medakdek and not collect from people who eat Shemitah. And not nulai and pat mutar. And even if they give you bread, you can assume that it is mutar and give to the poor. Now, what is the... So, if you actually look in the Braita, which doesn't appear here, Meir forbids this because he says, if people don't care about the Halacha or Shemitah, they're going to give you Svichen, which are Asur, to eat. And the Chachamim hold, it's not, because Svichen is, except for Rabbi Kiva, but the way we pass on the Halacha is only the Rabbanan, and therefore we are Mekil. And therefore, you don't have to be worried about it. Obviously, lechatchila, you couldn't take it if you knew it was usher, but we don't have to assume it is. Shonechdu Yisraelio notlin ella omoto beitzim. Because even Jews who violate Shemitah, they are only suspect of donating ma'ot shviit, but not Shemitah produce itself. So remember, we talked about this last year, that if you sell Shemitah produce, Shemitah is unique because the Kedusha transfers. Now, how does it transfer, remember?
The first and last,
very good. First and last. That the object, the produce of Shemitah never loses its Kedusha, And then if I sell it, so the money becomes kadosh. If I then use that money as something else, so the last thing will the original, and then the last thing in the chain will be kadosh. So eggs and you know and money, we have to be concerned because they may not treat the halach of mod shvi'it seriously. But they're not going to donate, even if in their own lives they eat shmitah. They're not going to say, "Ah, oh, I'm going to give tzedakah with shmita money," right? Some people have a little bit of respect. Now the Sefer Nir says, "Well, why aren't we worried that the bread is from Peret Shviat or bought from Peret Shviat? Meaning, not from Shviat, is bought by Peret Shviat? Because if they're chashud to on Mod Shviat, so maybe they bought it from a baker." And the Aruch HaShulchan gives a technical answer, which is that people would buy things that were non-perishable. Right? Eggs last longer than, or not perishable, but longer lasting bread, you know, when you don't have refrigeration and you don't have preservatives, lasts not so long. It becomes moldy very quickly, and therefore, practically, that they were more likely to buy eggs with that money than bread. Now this is only in a place where they plant during Shemitah, but they don't eat. Meaning, these people actually are makbid on eating Shemitah produce. They just, even if they don't keep Shemitah, because since they don't eat Shemitah produce forbidden way, svichin and the like, they're not going to donate it. However, if they themselves eat Shemitah produce, maybe they will give it illegally to others to eat through tzedakah. Now the Gemara says, Kohanim amegablin b'tahara, Kohanim who need the dough of Amearetz and separate for them, b'tahara, lo yiyu midaktichin b'chatzera tshalokh leshvi'it, should not be makbid to refrain from doing that during Shemitah, because, you know, why make it worse, right? Challah remains chayev, and now, what, because they're using Shemitah produce, now you're going to make them have challah tmeah. It and I don't medaktik. And another says, no, you should be medaktik. What's the svara? Amrei Pinchas mandam are medaktik. And the one who says that they should be medaktik and they shouldn't offer to be, to knead the dough and be mafresh challah bitara of people who, and they shouldn't do that for people who eat Shemitah produce, bipnei chalata. Because they are trying to prevent people from eating Shemitah, because maybe people, these people who normally ask the Kohanim to knead their dough, won't eat it without that, and the produce is assumed to be usher, so you're actually preventing them from eating usher produce, svichin, and the like. And the one who says, they're going to end up eating it. If they eat it, they're violating the Derabban HaSvichin. If you actually were mafresh challah. But if you're not going to be mafresh challah, they're going to do it anyways. And what's the isser for eating it without hafreshet challah? It's tevel. Tevel bavon mita. That carries the death penalty b'nei shamayim. Shvi'it belota zayin. Shmita is, at best, if we're talking about Shvichin, is either Derabbanan or according to Rabbi Kiva. Shvichin is d'oraita, but it's still only an isser love. And that is not as bad as them eating tevel. So ketzadu oseh. So what should you do, right? What do you do with the challah? Because you can't eat it yourself because it is right. It might be svichen. So amar abchuna, maybe kohen chashud umadbilo umachilolo. You bring a kohen who is himself suspect of eating shmitah. Put him in the mikvah so at least it's going to be tahor and give it to him because it's not, right? Because it's no worse than what he's doing, right? He was already going to eat shmita produce and now he'll eat the challah, but at least you'll make sure he does it bit tahara and therefore you won't be contributing to being mitame challah and that's better than the alternative. Gemara says, v'lo nimsa moser tahara lamaret, but you're giving tahara tamaret, you're not supposed to do that. Amarei mana, maybe going chashom abilo misham rod erim machilolo. No. Not only do you make him go to the mikvah, but you wait till sunset, so he is not even a tefillah yom. He's mamish Torah and is allowed to eat it from the vantage point of challah. He's just not allowed to eat it from the vantage point of shemitah, but he doesn't care anyways. Right now, the Gemara introduces another of the concentric circles around Lifnei Iver. Is your machzik yedei ovrei aveira? You're supporting one who's doing in Avera. Shimon Bar Karson, Mishim Racha, Mishamrai, or Pesach, Vizarfa. You're right. Maybe this is the wrong thing to do. And Machzor Yedei Over Avera is a much broader category in terms of showing support to sinners. So what do you do instead? You hold on to it till Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, once it's chametz, and you're burning chametz, it's allowed to destroy, and then you're allowed to destroy it. And that's what you do in a Hanami. Now, there seems to be a machloket about the parameters of Machzor Yedei Over Avera, unless the Gemara is being chozer. So either there's a machloket about it, or it's being chozer, and that brings us to the Mishnah.